Hello, this is Scott Wells for TheMagicWordPodcast.com. I've been saying this at the beginning of my podcast for years with the hope that some of you who are not downloading nor listening to this directly from the website might be encouraged to visit there and pick up some of the additional content like videos, photos, and more. But the title of this podcast is, of course, The Magic Word. I named it that for several reasons, not the least of which it clearly defines and sets this podcast apart from the others. And listeners know, or should know, from the title that this is about magic and magicians. The words spoken in this podcast are all about magic in its various forms. Moreover, the intent and focus of this podcast is an exchange of words between and among magician friends. You, the listener, are invited to eavesdrop on our conversation, perhaps become enlightened, even have some laughs, and hopefully learn a few things along the way with me. Early on in the evolution of this podcast, I began asking my guests about their magic word. That's not to say an actual word they would use during the context of a trick like hocus pocus or abracadabra or something like that, though some of them did share that with me, but what I was fishing for was something about more of their philosophy of life. This can be boiled down to a word or two, but more likely it is a phrase or a longer explanation, but basically something that means something to the person and gives them meaning for life. The intent is to learn more about a person because what they believe in says a lot about the person's character and who they are. I asked Facebook friends of The Magic Word to give me some suggestions on who they would like to hear me interview. One comment I received was that I put together a montage of these magic words from my guests that I've been recording over the years. Since I have posted well over 200 podcasts, including many with multiple guests, like I do whenever I post daily updates from magic conventions, the total number of guests is well over 1,000, a completely unwieldy number to go through, edit, and post. But on my way over to Italy for FISM, I had plenty of time during my flight to go back through and strip out some of the magic words from some of my guests. I didn't want to go through all of them. It wasn't really that long of a flight. Plus, I didn't really want to have this go on more than about 1 hour. So I just randomly selected the first few I could grab from my computer. So, in no particular order, without prejudice, partiality, and with no importance given to any one of my guests over another, I just started randomly pulling out some quotes. Perhaps after listening to some of these, you might be inspired to go back in the archives and listen to the entire chat. You can always do that using the search engine on the website at themagicwordpodcast.com. And just so you know who is speaking and giving us their magic word, I will briefly mention their name just before the clip. So, enjoy this very special edition of Magic Words here on The Magic Word. We'll begin this podcast with Hannah, who is an intern at the American Museum of Magic in Marshall, Michigan. Now, the title of this podcast is called A Magic Word. So my question to you now is, what is your magic word?
Simsimsalabim.
There you go. Next, we will have Hannah's boss, Jeff Taylor, who was the director of the American Museum of Magic. Well, Jeff Taylor, thank you very much. The name of my podcast is called A Magic Word. And so let me ask you, what is your magic word?
You know, I've learned a lot of them, but the one that I think is really great that I see every day when I walk in is Simsalabim, Dante's. So I think that's a great one.
That's the same thing that Hannah said.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, she must have learned it from me.
That sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's Jeff Taylor. Next up is Aaron Fisher.
Well, as we wrap up, the name of this podcast is called The Magic Word. So my question to you is, what is your magic word? What's Aaron Fisher's magic word? It's not something necessarily that you would use, you know, in context.
In my mind?
In your mind, your lifestyle, and your mantra. You know, what might be your magic word?
Love.
That's a very good one. I like that.
Here is Ted and Marion Outerbridge, better known as the Outerbridges.
Your motto. It doesn't have to be a word. It could be a phrase. Something that is important to you that you live by. What is your chi?
Well, my word is passion. Okay. I have passion for what I do, and I love what I do.
Mm-hmm. You have to have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, I did discover recently that I may have crossed the line from passion to insanity. But I like to go with the word passion. But
yeah.
When I was working through the night, the second night in a row, trying to finish an illusion, Mm-hmm. I realized perhaps my passion had become insanity.
Crossed that line.
That thin line. Yeah.
So I'm teetering on the edge of passion and insanity.
Marion?
I think it's celebrating wonders and just the joy of life.
Yeah.
So that's, for me, I think, the most important part, just having fun and enjoying life.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ted and Marion Otterbridge.
This is Sir Patrick.
Okay, well, the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word Podcast. So my question then, Patrick, is what is your magic word? What is it that's important to you? What is your motto? What do you live by? What makes you wake up in the morning? What's your chi?
Wow, you're getting philosophic now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Love.
Love?
Yeah.
I like that.
Love. You have to love the people that are around you, and you have to love what you do. Because without love, nothing else matters.
And understand, from your Facebook post, you recently fell in love with a lovely lady. Too.
Yes, I did. Her name is Chelsea. She is the love of my life. And
love is everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got to love your audience also.
Oh, yeah. Because without them, we're just up there doing.
Yeah. And they need to feel that love.
Oh, yeah. I try to connect with my audience as much as possible.
Sure. Yes, you got to connect.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Patrick Thurn.
Here is Gabe Blackstone.
The name of my podcast is called The Magic Word. Let me ask you, what is your magic word? What is important to you? What do you live by? What is something that that makes you want to wake up in the morning, that gives you life? What do you love? It could be a word, or a phrase, a sentence, or something. What do you love?
Friends and family. Mm-hmm. Because without that, you have nothing.
That's right. And that pretty much sums up the get-together.
Yes.
As well, right there.
Yes.
That's great. Thanks very much. That was Gabe Blackstone.
Here's a magic word from Jeff Hobson.
Well, let me ask you, since the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word, what is your magic word? That doesn't mean like necessarily abracadabra, but what is like something important that's your motto, your chi? What is, it could be a few words, a sentence, what is important to you that you live by?
Just make it fun. That's it. Make it fun. I don't care what you're doing, magic or anything else, make it fun. That's what people will remember. That's true. And if you make it fun, then you can make yourself unique and people will want to have you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I don't.
Now, it's Mike Caveney.
Oh, that's great. I know we can talk some more. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. And now the title of my podcast is called The Magic Words. My question to you is, what would be your magic word?
Well, the title of my publishing company is Magic Words. So my magic word is Magic Words.
Love it. Not going to hear that from anybody else. Or at least you shouldn't, at least, since that's
right.
It. And I love all the magic. What you do, actually, for the whole community, as far as, I've got all your books. You know, it's one of those things, once I started it, I've got from Walter Jeans all the way, you know, all the magic words, and that I love history, and I wish more people had an interest in has happened in the past so they don't make those mistakes in the future, and they can learn and grow from that, too.
There's a lot to be learned from those old times.
There is. There's a lot of good stuff in those books, too. Anyhow, Mike, thanks very much.
Yeah, very
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Sure, thanks.
Mike Caveney, and this is Scotty out.
This is Steve Bryant.
And so for the magic, oh, by the way, real quick, the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word. What is your magic word? That wouldn't necessarily be like abracadabra. I mean, what is your word? What would you live by? What's your credo?
Oh, I have, you caught me off guard. Sir Modi.
Sir Modi.
It's been a while, but Sir Modi still works.
It did for Siegfried and Roy the longest time.
Absolutely.
That was Steve Bryan.
Here we have Gabe Fiore.
Well, my podcast is called The Magic Word, so let me ask you, if you have a magic word or a credo or something you live by, what is it that would be Gabe Fiore's
a mantra? I guess I would say hard work.
Hard work. I love that.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't hard work to do this.
This is great.
Podcast,
thanks, Scott.
So I appreciate it,
okay.
Gabe. Thank you
welcome.
For your time as Gabe Fiore.
This is David Mary.
I want to ask you then, what is your magic word? What is the word, is your credo? What do you live by? What is your mantra or phrase or word?
Yep. You know what? I'm going to say keep it fresh. Keep it new. Keep it fresh. Keep it original. Keep it fresh. I think keep it fresh would probably be it.
You know,
keep it changing.
There's a lot to be said about that, you know, that it
keeps me going.
It's kind of like if you can't be sincere, then fake it. You know, kind of, you know, that if you can't keep it fresh, make it seem like it's your first time.
You know what? You make a good point. I have a couple friends that do that, and what I try and do is I actually try to keep it fresh by keeping it fresh. So I do have a friend that I know exactly what you mean, but I enjoy writing stuff, and I write for other people. So for me...
the headlines of the day.
Yes. Well, I wrote for Dangerfield and Joan Rivers, but current people now that come to me that, you know, like I'm writing for two magicians, one singer, and a pickpocket.
Yeah.
And I love it. So you know what? Keep it fresh, keep it original, and have some fun.
Sounds great. Good advice from Dave Merritt. There we go. Thank you very much.
This is Paul Draper. And you may have answered this question in the past, but what is your magic word? It might be a credo, a lifestyle, what you live by, not necessarily just abracadabra. It may be something that you use in your show, but something that you would...
Just one word?
Or a phrase. It could be just
two
words.
I'm going to give you a quote. I'm going to give you a quote that I often close my 90-minute show with.
Okay.
There is an infinitude in the private man. If a single man plants himself indomitably upon his instincts and there abides, the huge world will come round to him. This is Ralph Waldo Emerson. What does it mean? There's an infinitude. Everything is in the private man. Not the public man, the politician, the celebrity, or the millionaire. The private man, us, individuals. There's an infinitude in the private man. If a single man or woman plants themselves indomitably, stands forever upon their instincts, what they know to be true and good and right, and there abides, eventually the world will come round to them, because truth is within each of us. That's my credo.
So boiling that down to a word would be truth.
I like,
that's a lot of bullying.
I like Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss.
Follow your bliss. I would say follow tomatoes if it was Joseph Campbell. Tomato soup.
Here is Tom Craven.
What would be your magic word? What would you leave us with as Tom Craven's magic word?
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that I always try to do for my audiences is to make them have fun. So I would say I'll use fun as
fun.
My magic word.
That's great. Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
This is Bill Wish.
Well, let me just finish then with asking you my final question. That the name of this podcast is called The Magic Word. And you've given us a lot of words and a lot of things that have to do with Slidini, and I'd like to know something about Bill Wish then also, about what would be your magic word. What is it that you live by? What is your credo?
Oh, here's an interesting... It's funny you mention that, because a while back, I was doing a trick, and it was kind of... I thought about something, doing something in reverse.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I wonder if anybody's ever done this. So I wrote out the word abracadabra,
mm-hmm.
and then I wrote it out backwards. Abracadabra. And if you look it up, if you write out abracadabra and then write right below it, just write it backwards. Take each letter and just, you know,
sure.
reverse it. And read it. It says arba, A-R-B-A-D-A-C-A-R-B-A, abracadabra. So I used that for years. Whenever I wanted to do a reverse, if I was doing a coin production and I'd make it vanish, and I'd have the people say abracadabra, and I had even a hat with abracadabra written on it. So talk about magic words, and I think so-and-so, somebody had a book out that they put out a book about 10 years ago about different things and magic words and stuff. I forget who it was. It's online, and that's in there. But abracadabra. But the magic word is, I had a presentation I used to do for salespeople called the word, the magic word is showmanship. And it was five elements. I did research on Barnum and Cohan, George M. Cohan, and Houdini, of course, Muhammad Ali, all these great showmen.
Mm-hmm.
And there were five elements that these showmen, I did a lot of research because I wanted to find out what made these people such great showmen. Because one person said to me once, they reviewed my act, and they said, he's got a lot of skill, but he lacks showmanship. So after I picked up my ego and dusted it off, you know, I said to them, at that time I was still a young man, and I said, you know, I'm not going to let this dissuade me. I want to find out what showmanship is, and I'm going to work on that, you know. So I looked it up in the dictionary, and it said, see show. You know, and the only thing that had something about horses, you know, showmanship.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have much about showmanship. It just had see the word show. So you look up the word show, and it had all these definitions of different verbs
sure.
and adjectives. So I said, there is no definition for showmanship. Okay. So then at that time I was working with a company, you know, I just happened to ask a lot of people in marketing. I said, what is showmanship? And they said, well, it's pizzazz, or it's, you know, an excitement, or that. I said, no, but what is it that causes the pizzazz? What is it that makes the excitement? Not just, you know, the results. What is it that causes it? I don't know. So that's when I started researching these guys. And I found out there were five elements that they used. And
what are
they
those?
Didn't even realize it. Mystery, action, gratification, involvement, and challenge. Every one of them used these five elements to spice up their presentation or whatever it was that they were selling, and they didn't even realize it. They didn't have all these, you know, rehashed programs that we have today on salesmanship or showmanship or how to add selling, you know, selling techniques. But they did it automatically. And if you look at, if you study Barnum's life and if you study George M. Cohen, you'll see a lot of those elements. And so what I did
it was just part of their personality. Exactly.
Yeah. So my point was, if you can go, and if I can go to these corporations and tell this and do a presentation, and I used to dress up as Barnum. I had the old coat and the whole bit. And he was a magician, an amateur magician, as a matter of fact. He loved magic. But I would go out and I had a whole 2-hour presentation, scripted. I went to an acting coach and everything. And it was called The Magic, What's in It for Me. That's what it was called when I originally started. And then I eventually broke it out to, you know, The Magic Word of Showmanship. But make a long story short, I would go out to the companies and say, look, you don't have to write anything down. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to read any books. You don't have to memorize anything. But you, some of you guys have been in the field for years. Some of you only been starting out. But I guarantee you, if you use one or more than one of these elements of showmanship, you will, and here's the definition. I came up with the definition myself. Here's the definition. The quality of performance and or display that creates and sustains dramatic interest. That's what showmanship is. If you're a baby and you're sitting in a crib, and somebody's there, and you're a little toddler, and you're just, somebody's waving this rattle in front of your face, there is nothing that baby is looking at or thinking about more than that rattle, that little action thing.
Right, right.
If you can get your clients that interested in your presentation, or
focused on just that.
Focused, absolutely, all about focused. And how do you do that? So many people, they try this, they try high pressure, they try low pressure, blah, blah, blah. Add mystery, action, gratification, involvement, or challenge, or one or more than those five elements. And if you put those five, and I would show each one. For example, I could give you the whole spiel, but action, for example, you can go to the boardwalk and watch a guy with a Vegematic. Remember the old Vegematic?
Sure.
Where chop up the vegetables,
slices,
and
nice,
you know. And of course, they had the guy on TV now with the thing where he threw the, you know, the ShimWow and all this stuff. Same kind of thing. Or you could have them stacked up, and a guy sitting there reading a magazine. Who's going to sell more? Obviously, the guy who's demonstrating.
Sure.
A demonstration is much more effective than an exhibit. So if you can figure out a way to just demonstrate something as part of your presentation, something that they're going to remember, maybe even a magic trick or a little trick or a little something, cute little thing, that's one way to add showmanship, get that focus. And they'd say, yeah, I never thought of that. And I'd say, that's just one. Mystery, people love mystery, you know, gratification. They love to have fun.
Get something.
Involvement, of course. Oh, my gosh. I studied Tom Hopkins. I knew Tom Hopkins real well. In fact, I got a chance to get to know him real well. But I studied his course in and out with Tom Hopkins, you know, the sales training.
Sure.
And that's what I used to talk about, sales questions and how they, you know, the open-ended questions. Anytime you make a statement, you're missing a point. You're losing an opportunity to get showmanship because that involvement is only going to be there when you ask a question. Questions are the answer. And then, of course, challenge. Of course, Houdini, I would use that. That's why there's never been another Houdini, because nobody's had the guts to really challenge like he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he did was a challenge, let's face it, to do some of the stuff.
In every city. In order
oh, my
to
God.
Get,
sure. He didn't just go out there and he didn't have, you know, he had outs, but nobody knew it. But mm-hmm. Talk about a challenge. So if you take these five elements, and I would use examples, and I had this presentation for years with corporations, you know, and it went over well. If you put the five letters together, it's MAGIC, magic. Mystery, action, gratification, involvement, and challenge. And I said, if you remember those five letters, MAGIC, and memorize those five words, mystery, action, not necessarily when you're presenting whatever it is, your product or service, but when you're in front of the, if you can think about it, I said, my recommendation is to go home, sit in a nice warm chair, close your eyes, and think, how can I add mystery? How can I add action? How can I, you know, into your product line or whatever it is, and I've had a lot of good success with it. I had people, and so one guy, one of the companies I did, I think it was Pfizer or one of the companies I did, sent in my definition, and now it's in the dictionary, Webster's Dictionary.
Well, I'll be.
So my definition for showmanship finally made the big time.
Well, that is a fantastic word and a great
story?
Explanation.
Great story.
So.
You didn't expect that, right?
No.
I didn't either, to be honest. This is all rehearsed, folks. Yeah. We've been up months putting this all together. You know?
All right.
Here is Trixie Bond.
Podcast. podcast is called The Magic Word. The question to you is, what is your magic word? It's not necessarily something that you would use during your show. It could be something that's a credo you live by or whatever. What is your Postrixie Bond's magic word?
Wow.
That's a good word.
Yeah, wow. My magic word.
Yeah.
Love one another.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Love one another. It didn't have to be a word. It could be a phrase. Love one another.
Love one another.
That's very good.
Okay.
Because you live life by that.
Absolutely. And I live each day to its very fullest. And I appreciate life every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day above the ground is a good day.
So it's all about love. That's great.
This is Chris Randall.
Ask my guest, and that is, what is your magic word? Where you live life, you know, whatever it is that you, how you, whether it's a magic word you use during a magic performance or whether it's a magic word you live by.
Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
It would be Vegas, yeah. It's I think it's the
That's
Vegas epitomizes. It's the heart. If I don't love, I love magic in Las Vegas more than anything in the world. I think the best thing about Las Vegas, about being an American, we live in a very free country. I think Vegas epitomizes that freedom. We can do pretty much what we want at whatever hour we want. Coming from Vegas, I think we're very spoiled to go to other cities where things close and we can't do pretty much what we want. And there's more rules. For Vegas, it's a free-for-all, and it's great.
Wow. Fantastic. Great advice. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
This is Danny Archer.
Well, speaking of lines, as we start to wrap up, I thank you again for your time, but the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word, and so what would be Danny Archer's magic word?
DannyArcher.com.
It could be something that not necessarily would be like abracadabra or something that you would use in the course of a show, but perhaps a magic word that is like your credo, you know, your philosophy, something that you live by. It could be a word or a phrase or mm-hmm. something that...
I don't really have, I guess, a word, but my slogan that I've used a long time is real magic for real people. You know, what I try to do is I try to do really good magic, and real people means layman. You know, when
right.
I'm not on the road like I am now lecturing for magicians, my audience is layman.
This is David Stone.
Okay, and one last thing before we go that I always ask all my guests, and that is the magic word, because that's the name of this podcast, The Magic Word. So, David, what is your magic word? It could be something that you live your lifestyle. I mean, after everything we've talked about here tonight, it could be something that you use just to live by. What's
yeah,
your magic
word? I know what you mean. I don't know. I think my magic word would be, if they had one, it's trust yourself, I think. More like that, because all my magic is a bit the same. You know, it's first I follow my instinct before following what the other people say. So more trust yourself.
Trust yourself.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent. Good words. And that follows up everything that you've just said then, too. Very good advice.
Here is Dan Garrett.
My podcast is called The Magic Word, and so what is your magic word that you use? Now, that's not necessarily something that you would use for, you know, in your magic show, like abracadabra. May or may not be something that you live by. It's just, you know, perhaps a credo, something that is important to you, that means something to you.
Well, my slogan has always been, if at first you don't succeed, don't try the Houdini underwater escape.
That was Dan Garrett. And for The Magic Word, this is Scotty out.
Here is Harry Allen.
Right. Well, as we wrap up over here, the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word, and I always like to ask my guests what their magic word would be. What is it that you live by? I mean, you've said a lot of really good things over here. What do you, it could be a word, a phrase. What's important to you?
Yeah, basically respect.
That's good.
Yeah,
I heard that word throughout as we were mm-hmm. talking, so we kept
and that's not just the
that,
magic
so.
That's
sure.
just treating people
in life.
Checking at a hotel room, anything, you're right at the desk mm-hmm. there, just respect people, and because I think people appreciate respect.
Right. Great. Well, Harry, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
This is Harry Maurer.
Well, because my magic podcast is called The Magic Word, my question to you is, what is your magic word?
What's my magic word?
Yes.
My magic word,
it could be something that you live
clarity
by. Clarity. Okay.
Clarity.
And you were very clear today, I think, you know, in your presentation. It was presented with great clarity.
As soon as I took off the microphone.
A little bit of problem with the mic, yeah.
Yes, yes.
This is Joe Given and Carol Massey.
Anyhow, I think we kind of wrapped up most of the things we really kind of wanted to discuss, and we've gone about an hour and a half, so that'll be about enough,
that's
I think.
A couple of podcasts.
But the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word. Okay. And so I'd like to know from each of you what your magic word is. That doesn't mean the Sterling abracadabra, could or may not be, but it may be something which you live by, you know, your credo, your whatever it is that is something that, that again, what is your magic word?
My magic word, believe it or not, is Funkunkian Mugalikashpipian Ikognershnaz.
Can you restate that one more time?
Funkunkian Mugalikashpipian Ikognershnaz.
Believe it or not, I can even say that. I've heard
that is my magic word.
That's I believe you. Okay, that's, I won't be able to put that on the webpage because I can't spell that.
I'll spell it for you.
Funkunkian, okay.
But otherwise, I would have a magic word.
Which is
more the philosophical thing you were asking for.
Yep.
Passion.
Good. I love that.
Mine is very similar.
What
commitment.
Is it? Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, thank you guys very much.
I appreciate your time.
Here is Johnny Gaughan. Well, and to wrap up, the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word. So I always like to ask my guests, what is your magic word? What is it? Could be a word, a phrase, something that's important to you. I don't necessarily mean like abracadabra or something, but something that is your motto, your life creed, something that is important to you. Or,
well, let's see. Of course, I had a bird that was here, and his name was Maxie. And I had him, he died when he was 80 years old, and he was around here forever. But I remember the guy I looked up to the most, of, he was a builder, but he was a builder of furniture. And he used to say that, you know, John, if there's ever a question of success, you look to your work for the answer. And so I kind of stuck to that.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, yeah, look to your work for the answer to success.
Yeah.
I like that. That provokes some good thinking right there. This is Raphael Benatar. Let me kind of wrap up as I always do. This being The Magic Word is the name of my podcast. And so what would be the magic word that Raphael Benatar has that is something you live by? What is your life motto or your magic word?
Well, what I said earlier, that's the title of one of my workshops, Learn It, But Learn It Well.
Learn It, But Learn It Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So learn it well from the beginning so you don't have to relearn it.
Once you've got it, you've got
it. Yeah.
If you learned it well, then you don't have to go back then again. Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, it's been a real pleasure. Here is Steve Trash. Well, as we close, let me just ask one last thing because the title of this podcast is called The Magic Word. So my question to you then, what is your magic word? Not necessarily something that you would use in the show in the context of, you know, making something magic happen, but it could be a lifestyle. It could be something that you live by, a mantra. It could be something that you do use in your show. But what would be Steve Trash's magic word?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the magic word is reduce, reuse, recycle. That's my word.
Yeah. That'd be great. Here are the Illusionists. Featuring Jeff Hobson, Aaron Crow, Adam Trent, Kevin James, and David Williamson. The name of my podcast is called The Magic Word, and I always like to, and I know Jeff and you and Kevin have been on independently, and you've told me about that before. We talked about that, but what would be your magic word? You know, Aaron and Adam, what would you, for an example, it wouldn't be necessarily, I'm not talking about like abracadabra or something, but what is it that is important in your life? What is it that's like your life's motto, your creed? It doesn't have to be a word, it could be a sentence, a phrase, something. What's important to you? And David?
Go ahead, Jeff. Mine is laugh.
Laugh. Fantastic. That's good. And we do.
Creating. Don't say creating.
Creating. That's good.
Being content.
How do you focus and be content?
No, I mean, I just mean in the sense of like be content with where
whatever
things are
doing.
Career-wise, because I've always, no matter what I've been doing, I've always felt like, oh man, I'm not even close to what I want to be doing. And I'm trying to get used to being content with where I'm at.
And enjoying the moment.
Enjoying the moment and not like, oh, there's so much further to go still, and just stressing over that and just kind of enjoying this.
Yeah, because later you might look back and say, I wish I would have enjoyed that more at the time, being in the moment.
Once things nosedive,
Be content.
Yeah. Broadway, NBC special, man, there's so much more.
Yeah, it's got to be something else. That's right. Kevin?
Yeah, no, just be in the moment, enjoy it, you know.
wife travels with me, so
that's great.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, and you've been married now 3 years. I think I just saw on Facebook, congratulations for your anniversary. 6 years, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Think of somebody. But did you just recently have an anniversary?
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
3 days ago. That's what I was thinking. Congratulations. Yes. And David?
Hostess Ding Dongs.
Hostess Ding Dongs.
They mean a lot to me. As opposed to Goshman Ding Dongs. They don't mean that much anymore.
This is Timothy Kripe.
Question that would have to do with a word. Speaking of a magic word, what would be a word that you would use?
A magic word?
Yeah.
What is like,
what's your favorite? Maybe it could be a word that you live by. You know, in life or in magic or something that is a credo.
I live by sentimental.
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 That's good, particularly for a psychic, I would think that's right because it is all sentimental.
That's
good.
Right.
Timothy, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks
Scott.
For your time.
Now we hear from Jeff. That's J-H-E-F-F.
By the way, let me ask you, what is your magic word? Because the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word, so what would you say is your...
Oh, well, there's no question that my magic word has to be marketplaceofthemind.com.
I love it. And so are your customers, I'm sure.
Here is Eric Dittleman, perhaps better known as Dittleman from America's Got Talent.
Well, the name of my podcast is called The Magic Word. So my question is then, what is your word? What is your magic word?
Oh, what is my magic
That's right.
word?
Now, it could be something that is not necessarily like abracadabra or something silly or not. It,
right.
it could be something that is your credo. What is your passion? What do you live by?
Sure. Well, for myself, I know for me it's way more important to make sure the audience is having a good time and just having fun.
Right.
So that's my number one goal before anything else. So whether I'm doing mind reading or I also... if I'm just doing improv or stand-up comedy, that's what it's all about. And the other one is just be true to yourself and be you, because there's no one else like you. So
you can't duplicate you.
Right.
You got a twin. Twins are
right.
exactly like it.
Exactly.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
That's
Thanks,
Eric
Middleman.
Here is Kenton Nepper.
The name of my website, or blog, is called The Magic Word. So my question to you would be, what would be your magic word?
Wonder.
Of course. Then you say it without hesitation, so obviously you've thought about that. That's great. That was Kenton Nepper. Thanks very much.
This is Robert Allen.
Well, to wrap up then, since my podcast is called The Magic Word, let me ask you what your magic word is.
Camaraderie.
You know, I was just going to say that,
you're
Robert.
A mentalist.
I am. I was going to say, if you say camaraderie, man.
And you know what? That goes to show you how good you really are, Scott.
I was saying the word just as you were. Incredible. Amazing. All righty.
Isn't that a trip?
It is. Thank you very much. That was Robert Allen.
Here is Gene Gordon and Patrick Pizecki.
Well, since this is called The Magic Word, I believe, Patrick, I may have talked with you before, but I asked you your magic word before. I don't know if I have. What is your magic word? And not necessarily maybe something you use, you know, in terms of when you're performing, making that magic moment happen, but more importantly, it might be a credo, something you live by. You know, what is a life lesson or perhaps just a magic word?
Well, whenever I send emails and letters, I always sign off, shuffle well, my friend. Shuffle well.
Shuffle off, mortal coil. Working for kids in restaurants, the magic word I use is oogie woogie. Now, I know it sounds funny, but you laugh.
Because they laugh. Right there, yeah.
They laugh.
Oogie woogie.
And then I
say, sounds like booger almost. And little kids like that.
And then I say, it's not boogie woogie. Stop dancing. And then, you know, I have fun with them. But then, and then I make them recite it. And then I usually say oogie woogie, and I just made that up, which is funny for them. So that's a magic word I've used for a long time, and it works for me.
Great. Very good. Thank you, Gene Gordon. Thank you, Patrick Przecki.
From England, we have Will Houston and John Vanderput, also known as Piff the Magic Dragon.
One last question. This is it. And the name of my podcast is The Magic Word. And Will, I'm going to ask you this question then as well. What is your magic word? And it may or may not necessarily be something that you would use in context with your performance. It could be, you know, your life, your credo, something you live by. You know, what is a magic word? Something that means something to you.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. That's a good one. Will? Your magic word.
That doesn't mean I don't know.
Come on, Will.
Give us a good one.
Dead people are interesting.
Just in one word would be
history.
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 I like that.
History.
That's very good.
I gave it to him.
It's a
history. History is my magic word, courtesy of Piff.
There we go. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Here is Steve Bragazzi and his sidekick Rick Merrill, or is that Rick Merrill and his sidekick Steve Bragazzi?
Thank you guys very much. Let me ask you, by the way, and Steve, we've already and Rick, we have as well. I've asked you your magic word in the past. If you don't remember what it is, can you make up another one? Because the name of the podcast is called The Magic Word. So, Rick, what is your magic word for your life? Your
the magic word for my life?
Yeah, what do you...
Bingo!
Ah, crap. There goes mine.
So crap is yours.
Huh? Yeah, crap. No. Oh, come on. You're going to live with that? Your wife's going to hear
this.
She's going
to stay there forever.
Trust me, my wife will never hear this. She wouldn't get past minute two.
Listen, oh, I've got dozens of listeners.
To these two knuckleheads, yeah. Mom, if you find this, hi. Yeah. What's yours, Steve? You now had 15 seconds to try to deflect.
Yeah, I had 15. I was really trying to think of something really good.
What's your magic word?
Golly. I guess...
Consummate?
Constipate?
With another story. But, I don't know. I know what I'm thinking, but I don't know a word for that. My vocabulary is not quite that big.
I do translate for him sometime. What are you trying to get across?
I'm just trying to... Just think that because we're doing this stuff, I mean, I don't ever get the big head where you think you're better than everybody.
Ego. Nepotism.
Ego. Nepotism. Okay.
Scott, if Scott wouldn't have laughed, we could have gone with
the rest of my life. I'd be going, hey.
Okay. So whatever word you think that would relate to.
Steve is saying stay humble.
Yeah, humble. Oh, that was it. Humble. Is that I just realize what a great gift that we have as magicians. There's many people that work and do things that they, but we actually get to play and have fun. And I mean, make a living at this.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, there's not a better gig on earth.
Yep, you got that right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot, there, Rick, and thank you, Steve. You guys are great, good friends.
Thanks
very much.
Always good talking to you.
See you, Scott.
It's a great Scotty out.
Hey, one last thing. Oh. Don't forget the.
Here is Sean Farquhar and Jeff Williams with Peter McLonigan.
It's such a kinship. And, you know, by coming here, I think that any of these people could go anywhere in the world and there'd be somebody waiting because 4F is such a global group.
It is now, yeah. Always really, yeah.
I never feel prouder than when I walk someplace and I see a 4F man.
Yeah.
It's a real, you know, it's a badge of honor. It really is.
Yeah. Well, you know, in fact, I was doing this podcast a couple days ago. We were doing dueling podcasts with Marcus Souza because he's posting something on another one, Magic on the Side. And so he turned the tables and asked me, what's your magic word? And my magic word is brotherhood. I was saying, you know, it really is a brotherhood of what we're doing, you know, here. And I really think that it's a tight-knit fraternity and we're sharing with each other, you know.
That's really sweet. My magic word is isoctophenyloxypolyethoxyethanol. But
can you spell it?
It means brotherhood, though, in another language. So, yeah,
which
so,
language would that be? I'm testing you know, it out.
Another language.
Croatian. And if there are any Serbo-Croatians out there, I want to apologize for hijacking your language.
Is this the point of the brotherhood where we stop supposed to press you?
And Sean, I've got your word. On my Facebook page, I think, you know, for the magic word, I don't remember what it was that you told me, but I've got that actually listed over there.
My whacker?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it was. Something that you live by, something that was your credo, So I haven't asked you, Peter, what is yours?
I'm with you. It's brotherhood.
No, you can't steal someone else's.
No. I've always felt like
Sean's, you know. I know Sean's credo is don't keep picking at it or it'll never heal.
Yeah. I have a motto, and that is I'm a small part of a really big show. I love that.
That's wonderful.
When my father worked, they'd have like guest acts come in, and the first thing you say, we just want to point out you're a small part of a really big show.
Yeah.
And they just put them right in place. I get it.
Yeah.
And Tex would always say it, and he always said there was always room in the blanket for one more. He referred to life as a picnic. There was always room in the blanket for one more.
My motto has always been a magician who's not working is only fooling himself.
And rounding it out, we have from England, Ian Rowland.
Scruples, no morals. You know, it's enough money, I'll do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, as we start to wrap up, the title of our podcast is called The Magic Word. My question is to you, what is your magic word?
My magic word is, I'm pleased and proud to be a friend of Scott Wells.
There you go. That is one long word.
I ran it all together. I elided.
I appreciate that. That was Ian Rowland.
Well, I hope that was fun for you. It was great for me to hear some of those words again from my friends. And as I think back over the years of asking the same question, the overwhelming sentiment I heard coming through most often was passion, along with love and family. And that means so much to all of us, I'm sure. On a different note, I recently read an interesting statistic stating that over the past 6 years, the percentage of population who listens to podcasts has risen from 9% to 15%. That seems like an incredible number when applied to the world's population. Now, I don't know whether or not it's those who just are wired in with technical devices or everyone in general, but I have to think it's limited to those who have the ability to listen to podcasts. But if you consider that the number of magicians in the world to be estimated around 30,000, and most of them are technically savvy, then that means at least 4,500 of us listen to 40... But if you consider the number of magicians in the world to be about 30,000 or so, then most of them are technically savvy, and that means about 4,500 of us listen to podcasts. When I look at the analytics to see the large number of people reached by the magic word every day, I am humbled. And in particular, when compared with the estimated number of magicians who even listen to any podcast, well, I'm left speechless. Well, maybe not speechless, or else there'd be no podcast. But let me just say thank you for your support and your friendship. I really appreciate the time that my friends have given me over the years by sitting down for a... I think this is an important service and let you know the magicians a little better than just an inventor or a performer. And if you do enjoy these podcasts, then please be sure to spread the word and tell your friends about the Magic Word Podcast. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/themagicwordpodcast and on Twitter at Magic Word Pod and Instagram at Scott Wells Magic. And if you have any pocket change or bigger bills, hopefully, at the end of the month, your financial donation to the Magic Word will be greatly appreciated and go to good use, helping to pay for the production and hosting costs associated with this podcast. For those of you who have already become friends of the Magic Word, I sincerely thank you for your ongoing pledges. To learn more about how you can join your other friends who also enjoy the Magic Word, please visit patreon.com/themagicword. And you spell Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Thanks again for listening, and until next week, we will begin our series. Of daily updates from FISM in Rimini, Italy. Stay well, get booked, and arrivederci. This is Scotty out.